All right, good morning and welcome to the Stock Market Update. It is Tuesday, May the 3rd, and there's a lot to talk about because yesterday's stocks rebound after a wild swing. So, is it for real or is this just a dead cat bouncing? The 10-year yield hit 3% for the first time in 4 years. We got to talk about this. Netflix finally had a decent day. We'll take a look at Netflix, and then all eyes are on the FOMC meeting and jobs report. So, we need to talk about that. Plus, I mean, yesterday, boy, it was a great Monday for trading. So we want to show you what we did, what made this Monday such a great Monday. But before we dive in and show you what's moving the markets, if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And together we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters and reports, and then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here, I know it can be a little bit overwhelming, but don't worry. We have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description. And that's a great place to get started. But before we take a look at the charts and how we are trading these markets, let me share something with you real quick. See, Germans are boring as heck. And yes, I can make that statement because, first of all, I am German and I have evidence that I will present to you right now. You see, in just a couple of weeks, we're flying to Germany with our mastermind members to spend a whole week trading. And yes, there could be some schnitzel and German beer in our future too. Anyhow, we do these meetings with our mastermind members several times per year and often in locations like the Cayman Islands, Bahamas, Mexico, you get the idea. And the way it usually works is that we trade in the morning and then we have some fun in the afternoon. After all, I mean, we trade so that we can have more money, more time, and more fun. So often, Mark, you know this, we're renting a whole catamaran for the group and sail to a beautiful deserted beach, or we're chartering a yacht and we go swimming with the stingrays. I mean, you get the idea. However, so this time, first time we go to Germany, and there's no yachts and catamarans in Germany. So it's not that easy to plan a fun day here. It seems that the Germans are all work and no play. So because yesterday I looked for some fun things to do near the city where we meet. And I mean, here's what I found. A tour of a castle. Okay, maybe. Then a super boring tour on the river. I mean, after being on catamarans and yachts, that sounds super dull. And a Planwagenfahrt. Mark, this looks like this. I mean, some people might find this exciting, but my reaction was like, seriously? I mean, I thought that there would be at least some zip lining, Zegway tour or something like this. Anything that could be more fun, sitting in a wagon for 3 hours and drinking. And yes, I know that there's lots of cool stuff to do in larger cities like Berlin, Hamburg, and Munich. But where we are staying, apparently, all we can do is eat and drink. Okay. Oh, because of the time difference, I mean, we will start trading at 3:30 in the afternoon. So maybe it would be fun to do the wagon tour for 3 hours, drink, and then do some tipsy trading. Might be a new thing. Shall we try it, Mark? What do you think? Sounds right. Anyhow, if you're watching this and you have any suggestions on what to do around the Trader Hotel in Lower Main, leave a comment. Otherwise, we'll definitely try the tipsy trading.
Hey, Marcus, I don't know if it's my internet or yours, but it's been a little choppy this morning. Hopefully,
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, let's take a look at the market and see if it changes.
All right. So, first of all, tipsy trading in California at 6:30 a.m. isn't the way to go, but maybe in Germany. Hey, the S&P finished higher by 0.6%. But, Marcus, I think we need to look at a five-minute chart because that really tells the story of the day. And after dipping, there was just a real strong rally in the afternoon and a pretty decent reversal for the S&P.
Yeah, and that was quite a significant move here. I mean, we're talking about a 2.25 percentage point. I mean, this is like, okay, because we were negative quite a bit. And then, yeah, finished strong, finished positive.
Yeah, the NASDAQ actually led the way, looking even a little bit stronger with that rally, ending the day with a 1.6% gain and what, about 2.5% reversal, even higher.
Yeah, almost 2.8%. So super, super strong reversal here. And I mean, did you see anything that caused it?
I didn't notice anything in particular, did you?
No, I did not. And it might just be some buying the dip. Because, I mean, it has been the theme, and especially right now since the NASDAQ here is at lows that we haven't seen. We talked about it yesterday. Since what, March 2021, and had its worst month since 2008. I mean, that's in 14 years. That's where probably some money that is sitting on the sidelines right now is coming back in.
It did look like it was more of a buying that accelerated into the close, right? Rather than something that was news driven. So it's probably just picking up some names. It looked like we're going to have a muted start today. We could look at futures later, but it looks like we're going to have a slightly positive start again. So,
yeah, I mean, Netflix had a pretty good day yesterday. Netflix, it seems that some buyers stepped in, I mean, up almost 5%. But you see, after being down so much, I mean, Netflix has been down 49%. I mean, a 5% move is almost non-noticeable.
Yeah. What's that saying? One swallow does not necessarily make a summer.
I guess, right? I mean, this is where, yeah, we need to see. This could have just been a dead cat bouncing and we could move a little bit lower, because this week, I mean, the big one is definitely the FOMC meeting, and that is tomorrow. Right. Let's take a look at the economic calendar here. I mean, that's where probably just a quiet day today. We will have Joel's job openings today, and this might be a little bit of preview of what's happening later this week as we are heading into Friday and we have the jobs report from April.
It is a busy week for jobs data, but as you mentioned, the real biggie being tomorrow and the Fed statement, or the press conference, right? The statement, forward-looking, any Q&A there, anything about what the Fed plans in the future is really going to be in the spotlight.
Yeah. So we'll see. This will be interesting. And I mean, of course, we still have the COVID case in China. We haven't looked at it in a while. And you see they're still at a super elevated level. Let me just zoom in here a little bit, because we see the last 3 months. And we talked about it before. If you look at the all-time COVID case in China, in the beginning of the pandemic, they had a few cases, but then I mean, a way different story than we had here in the U.S., pretty much flat. But then a few weeks ago, in the beginning of April, it started, or mid-March, it started spiking. And this is where they have this zero tolerance policy where they're locking down everything.
And that has had a drag on the markets. And, you know, the reporting for COVID cases, you could argue, has been a little bit tricky around the world, but in specific, you know, specifically in China, who knows really what the numbers look like? You know, they could be a lot worse, but either way, how they're impacting the markets, traders are hoping that there's a little, you know, relief there, and that gets contained. So, you know, from a manufacturing perspective and supply chain issue, the economy can, you know, benefit and get back to normal.
Yeah, but also big news yesterday from the 10-year yield, and this is where we see all eyes are still on the Fed, on interest rates. As you said, this is the biggie this week, because yesterday, I mean, we topped 3% on the 10-year yield, and that's a level that we haven't had since December 2018, so it has been quite a while. So if you go to a weekly chart, we just see like, okay. And the three is kind of an important psychological level, right?
It really is. And, you know, December 2018, you had that taper tantrum and, you know, pull back in the markets. It feels like that was a long time ago. But getting back up to that level, it is significant. Down a little bit, well, 1.7% today, but that was a milestone, you could say, yesterday.
Yeah. And if you look at the VIX, the fear gauge, we're still at elevated levels because of all the uncertainty. I mean, we talked about it yesterday, right? So we have the war in Ukraine. We have the COVID situation in China. We have earnings reports still coming in this week. We have inflation. We have interest rates and how they're unwinding their balance sheet. So there's actually five factors weighing on the markets. And this is where there is some fear. There's some nervousness. And that is why the markets are going down.
Yeah, and that level, that's a high level for the VIX. That's an extreme, right? I mean, we saw it recently in February, and so it kind of feels like, oh, we're back to 30. But this is, you know, historically speaking, you look at the last 10 years, of course, you know, it was sustained above 30 during the pandemic for a while. But this is a higher level, definitely showing that there is significant volatility in the market. And yesterday it showed as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, in a moment, we'll take a look at what we did yesterday, but let's take a look at the pre-market because, I mean, if you look at the NASDAQ futures, it has been really, really interesting. It's like, yay, we're positive. Like, yay, we're negative. Yay, they're unchanged. Oh, we might open. I mean, it's a little bit all over the place here in overnight trading, right?
I mean, even this morning, I took a glance and we were negative. Just like you said, it's like every time I'm looking at the markets, I'm seeing something different. So a little uncertainty and indecision, but positive right now.
Yeah, I think it will be a big day waiting for what the Fed says tomorrow. So it could be quiet today, maybe a little bit moving lower, but it should be all over the place. And today's move will not be indicative of what will happen tomorrow. I mean, it will be completely independent.
Sure.
All right, let's take a look at what we did because, boy, I mean, this was a fun day yesterday to trade, right? I mean, we got assigned on Friday in Blackstone, but we were able to sell the 110 calls yesterday expiring May 6th. So this worked out well.
Yeah, nice premium, collecting 86% annualized based on that premium received. You know, we were just plugging things in the PowerX calculator and a nice day for calls.
Yeah, I mean, it was so great. I mean, for NVIDIA towards the end of the day where you could get $7, I mean, this would be like what, 328% annualized with a premium of around $1,000 a day until the end of the week. I mean, yeah. This is where everything is orange because orange is kind of a warning, like, careful, this is a little bit high. But I mean, it was just one of these days where the markets did exactly what we wanted them to do for trading the wheel. So this was just perfect. Let's actually take a look at NVIDIA because NVIDIA yesterday, so we got assigned at 195. And if you look at what happened yesterday, I mean, we were right at this level. And then, of course, it is fun selling calls. Let me just get rid of the volume here. And that's how the wheel works, right? I mean, you're selling puts, collecting premium, you're getting assigned, and then you're selling calls. And yesterday was just a really nice day for collecting premium.
Yep, we were both assigned Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo worked for selling calls as well. I think we were at 82% annualized with the premium there. So
it was just great. Yeah, and then, I mean, Macy's last Friday, I sold the 2250 put expiring May 6th. And yesterday, Macy's was moving higher here. So I might be able to close this a little bit early. And TPR actually looking good. I think that it would be possible today to sell some calls here. So this might be great. And then honestly, this is where the week is kind of over, right? And it will be a short work week if you want to see it like this.
Sure.
So, I mean, this is why I love trading the wheel. It just, I mean, I don't want to say it's easy, but it's fun. Let's say it like this, right? It's definitely fun. All right.
Yeah, a lot of action yesterday morning, and then 20 minutes. We're like, okay, that was great.
Okay, that worked out. Okay, so today is Tuesday. We're trading live with our mastermind, so we got to hop over there. If you're interested in how we trade and what the wheel strategy is, I'll leave a few videos up here. You can take a look at these, and then I guess we'll see you again tomorrow morning.
Happy trading, everybody.